We are in Ruth chapter 2. We are after Naomi and Ruth came back from Moab, back to Eretz Israel, when they heard the famine, when Naomi heard the famine was over. And here they're both widows coming back to Eretz Israel. So chapter 2, sentence 1, with your permission, Naomi Modali Isha. Naomi had a relative to her husband. That's what it means. Even though Naomi and her husband were cousins, the Megillah decides to describe the person as the relative of her husband, even though this relative is as well her cousin. But then Gilad said, "Naomi modale isha," it means this is a relative of her husband. Ish gibor chayin, a person that is very strong personality. Mishpachat Elimelech ushmo Boaz. Of course, we remember that Naomi's husband was Elimelech, and this relative again is a cousin of Naomi and Elimelech. But the Megillah chose to say that he's relative of Elimelech. His name is Boaz. But some Ruth Moabiah, Naomi Ruth, being described as a girl from Moab, told her mother-in-law, ex-mother-in-law Naomi, Elkanah, said, "Let me go to the field. Balaktaba shibulim, let me collect some stalks. Acha shirim tachem ve'enav, I hope I'll find mercy, favor in the eyes of the person." And he let me collect. Batomela lechibiti, even though this halacha that you may not deny anybody that comes to your field to collect. Of course, this is collected. This is one of the mitzvot that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the owner of the field. If the wheat fall down while they're cutting the wheat, while they harvest the field, so everything has, whatever is one or two, has to stay on the floor. And that belongs to the owner, to the person, to the poor people. Of course, you don't have to find mercy or favor in the eyes of the owner of the field, because it's halacha anyway. But maybe what it means is, maybe just on the surface, maybe it means, you know, that the owner should not make me a face, maybe she should not disturb me. Again, he doesn't do any favor to the girl, because she has the right, I mean, anybody has the right. Anybody has the right to come, the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, to the field and collect whatever is on the floor. The Gemara says, the Mishnah says, if one or two fall down, then you have to leave it on the floor. If three fall down, you may pick it up, and it's yours, it means the owner. But otherwise, you have to leave it as collected. It means you have to leave it, otherwise it's called you stealing from the poor people. And here Ruth says to Naomi, let me go to the field and let me try to collect, and I hope I'll find the person that owns the field, that he will have mercy eyes on me. Again, he doesn't have to have mercy eyes on you. But we'll see what she means really. She goes over there, and the Gemara says that she goes and she made sure she should know the way back. So she made some signs on the way in order to find her way back to her mother's, to her mother-in-law house. She comes to the field, she stands up behind those workers that can't harvest the field, and she picks up whatever falls on the floor, again one or two that fall on the floor, it belongs to the poor people, she picks it up. But if you it happened to be the simple explanation, happened to be Shalkata Sadele Boaz, that field happened to be belongs to this guy Boaz, this is Naomi's cousin, this is Elimelech's cousin. Asher Mishpachat Elimelech, happened to me that she came to that field. We never Boaz from Bethlehem, Boaz come from the city of Bethlehem, even though they are in Bethlehem, but probably they are in the, like, outside the city in the field. And then Boaz is coming from Bethlehem. Emelech Kotrim Hashem Imachem. He blesses the people that's working over here with Hashem's name. He says, Hashem Imachem, God is with you. Emule Baruch Hashem, the answer back to him, God should bless you. The Gemara learns from the Mishnah, learns from the Masechet Brachot that you may bless with Hashem's name. And it's not called that you say Hashem's name in vain. It says you have to be careful when you say Hashem's name. The Gemara says here you learn from Boaz that you may bless a person just when you walk in and you see paper. Our custom is to say Shalom. The Gemara says Shalom is also Hashem's name, but Shalom, if you say the word Shalom, it's not called in vain. You can say Shalom the whole day, even though the Gemara says that Shalom is also refers to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But here the Gemara says we learn from that pasuk that Boaz, he comes from that city Bethlehem, and he comes to the field and he blesses the people over there that's working in the field with Hashem's name. Actually, he said actually Hashem's name, and the Mishnah said it's not called in vain. It says you may do it. It says we learn it from this pasuk that Boaz said Hashem Imachem, and I answer back, Yibarecha Hashem, God should bless you. You see from that you may use Hashem's name publicly, even though you don't say bracha, you don't read the sentence from the Torah. You just say, you want to bless somebody, he says, God bless you. So God bless you, just to say, God bless you. You may say actually Hashem's name, the way we pronounce it, the way it says over here, by Emulo Yibarecha Adonai, Hashem will bless you. And I says, why you have to say Hashem's name? You can say Hashem, you can say any other adjective for Hashem. No, it says you may say Hashem's name.
But this one we said before Gabriel Aliyah, who said Hashem Imachem.
Hashem Imachem,
right.
Come here,
come here.
Come from here.
The one
who said Fadim,
before
the Gabriel
Aliyah,
that
said
Yeah, we do it.
And
we do it in great things. All the parts of it.
It's come from here.
Bayom Boaz in Naharo sent in 5 with your permission. Boaz asked his helper over there, and Isav al Kosin, the one responsible for the work, as the Mia Nara, Zod, it says, who is this girl from? Bayan Ana al Isav al Kosin, the person that is responsible, the supervisor, Bayomar, it tells back Boaz, this girl is Nara Moabiyahi, this is the girl that comes from the state of Moab, Hashabayim Naomi. Ms. Demoab, she just came back with Naomi, with her mother-in-law, Ms. Demoab. But somehow, she was talking to herself, that's in the middle of this, she was saying in her heart, I mean, that voice is saying what this girl, it means Ruth, what she was saying. She doesn't have to say anything. But who said she has to say anything? Boaz asked, who is this girl? So the answer is, this is a girl. In the meantime, the boy, the supervisor, is going to add things, and he's adding things that really is not so clear. He says, but somehow she said, so how she says in the middle of the sentence, she said in the heart. She didn't say it, she didn't speak out. She didn't tell it to anybody, it was not a statement of her. It means she was talking to herself, and she said, Alaktana, let me go collect, let me go and collect in the field, in those little bundles, Aharia Kotrim, after the people, the workers that cut the wheat, the barley, she was standing, from the morning till now, she was only able to collect a little bit. She wasn't able to collect too much. So nobody asked you. I said, why you have to say that? I want to make life right. who has to know this conversation. Of course we might need it for the sentences later. But the question is, why the supervisor is saying anything? Nobody asked you if she did collect you, what she's doing. The question was, the boss asked you, who is the girl? The answer is, that girl came for more. This was the end. At the end of the discussion, you don't have to say what she was saying and how much she, what she wants to do and how much she did collect. It's not really irrelevant.
He must have seen in his eye that she found favor in it.
No.
You could see when a friend asked you about it.
Right.
You
know? No, again. Boaz, the Gemara says, Boaz doesn't look at those girls over there. The Gemara says that Boaz looks at her, that she behaves better. So the Gemara says, the reason why Boaz really is asking about the girl is because he saw that she's very humble and she's very nice and she knows the laws, not like the rest of the Midrashim of the people. Again, the halacha is only if one or two pieces fall down, then you may pick it up. But if three pieces fall down, it belongs to the owner of the field. It means when they go and they cut the wheat or the barley, so you go behind those workers. If it's just one wheat or one barley falls, you can pick it up. Belongs to the poor people. Belongs to the poor people. Three belongs to the owner. You may not pick it up. Ruth knew this, and she was watching. If it falls, one, she picked it up. Two, picked up. The third one, she didn't pick up. If it's three together, fell, she didn't pick it up. The Gemara says, Boaz, so wait, and Boaz asked this guy, the supervisor, says, who is this girl? The Gemara says, what do you mean, who is this girl? What do you care who is this girl? He says, I see that she knows and she behaves better than anybody else. Not only that, the Gemara says that when she bowed down to collect, she did not bow down, she sat down. The Gemara says it's more humble and it's more like purity. It's modesty when the girl sits down and she doesn't bow down. You don't see a girl bow down from the back. So when Boaz saw that the girl, every time she sits down, she says, who is she sitting down there? It's to me, she sits down over there. So therefore Boaz asked his supervisor, who is this girl? Not because he likes this girl, because she was outstanding by her behavior. And that's why I want to know. But again, the supervisor did not have to continue and answer things he did not ask. The answer is pretty simple. Who is this girl? This girl, she's from Moab, and she's here back with her mother-in-law. But he doesn't have to tell her this. She said, I'm going to collect, and she was not able to collect. And from the morning till now, she's standing by, and she wasn't able to collect only a little bit. It's really irrelevant. He walks over to her, he tells her, listen, let me tell you something. You're more than welcome to stay here. Don't pass over here. Always come over here to collect. Make sure that you go together with all the girls around here. What it means is that you'll be able to come and collect. I mean, you're more than welcome to stay a poor person, even though that he is a cousin of her mother-in-law, and soon he's going to give her a lot of compliments. He doesn't want to help her. As a relative of yours, you own a field, so you should tell the girl, listen, what's going on? You came with your mother-in-law. Your mother-in-law is my cousin, my first cousin. Your father was my first cousin. And since that the right thing to do is you tell her, listen, it's a little embarrassing. I mean, you come and you collect this wheat, this barley from the field. You invite her to your house, you give her for lunch, and you tell her, where is your mother-in-law? Bring your mother-in-law, a cousin, came from exile, 10 years, over 10 years, maybe 30 years ago in exile. It's a question how many years they were there. And says, you didn't see her, she just arrived, and you're the president of Am Yisrael. Boaz was the president of Am Yisrael. He wasn't a simple person, just a rich person. He was the president of Am Yisrael, the Shofet. I says, how come you let her go and continue coming? He says, why didn't you stop it? He says, you see a girl that comes, and she's the daughter of the king of, a granddaughter, a daughter of the king of Moab, Ruth. He says, you tell her, come back and make sure, you're more than welcome to stay a poor person. And this is all the joke, you know, it's you made a joke.
And he was in the field, so he's better than the people in the field.
Well, it's a good question what he's doing in the field. It's a good question. Yeah, it's not
covered for a president.
Not an idiot is going to sleep over there.
Right.
But he was the president of Israel. I mean, his name is Yitzhak, his name is not Boaz, if you remember, we said last week. And he's the president of Israel and he's very rich. And if you have a relative, and especially, you know, your first cousin, that his cousin Elimelech was at the time the president of Israel, before Boaz was. And now Boaz is after him, his cousin. And he says, you more than welcome, come any day, anytime you want to come collect charity.
Say it,
Who told you? The rabbi told you this joke.
Yeah, the sheep rabbi.
Sheep rabbi, yeah. Remember you told me.
Remember the joke, I don't remember the punchline.
Okay. So it's a pool in, you don't remember the joke.
I remember it.
Yeah. Because
he said he heard it from.
Right. What time was it? The rabbi said he doesn't want to tell who is the person that needs charity because they want to keep him for next year to give him a chance to name and Polish. The Boaz says it to Ruth. Listen, my daughter, don't go to any other field. You're more than welcome. Get glued to my girls over here and I was there showing some. Please put your eyes in the field. Make sure you walk out behind those workers. I also commanded, I ordered the boys not to bother you with Tamid. If you're thirsty, if you're thirsty, go over there to the back. They have water in some bottles. And you drink, they go and they draw water. So if you're thirsty, go. Why don't you give us some water? Some Coca-Cola, some orange juice, some coffee. He says, if you're thirsty, go back, go in the back, in the back. Turn to the back.
With the servants.
With the servants, yeah. No, but that's with the servants.
Hey, that's
they are servants. No.
With the servants.
No.
Well, that's
Mr. Servant. No, the translation is not accurate. It says, V'shatif me'asher ishmon anahim. You should drink from the water that the boys went and drew water. It doesn't say to drink with the boys. The translation Na'asher Yishavun Anarim means from the water that the boys drew. They give the order, they give the command. If you're thirsty, if you're thirsty, why don't you give her a bottle of water? What do you mean tell her to go over there to the back and drink water if she's thirsty? That's your mother is your first cousin. It sounds as if that he's doing her a favor. It's not a favor. I mean, to give water to somebody, it's a favor. She fell on the floor, she bowed down to him, he's very nice to me. I wouldn't talk to this guy. She's on the floor, she said, you're very nice to me. Well, she's very nice to you. He's very nice to you by letting you into the field and tell you to go back to drink water over there. That's what he's nice to you. I said, why you like me so much? Like you know me, I am not from here. What do you mean you're not from here? Who cares if you're here? But your mother knows he's his first cousin. He says that not only that, he answers back, you know, I like you so much because they told me, they told me what you did to your mother-in-law after your husband died, but the mother says what he told her that he heard that when her father-in-law died, she was married to her husband, and this was the son of her father-in-law, of course, and she supported her mother-in-law. So Boaz said, I heard it, and it's my first cousin, of course. He says, I heard it, you're so nice to your mother-in-law, especially after your husband died, also you're so nice to her. You supported her. So that's why I like it so much. That's why I tell you, you can come and collect, you see. He loves it so much that he says you can stay full for the rest of your life. Come every day and collect over here. Charity. I like you very much. I heard you're very nice to my cousin. And you're very nice girl. Please, make sure you come to collect charity every day. Not only that, you left your father's house, your mother's house, your birthplace, and you went to a different nation that you did not know. It means you converted. And this is a major sin. That's a major sin. It's a major sin to do it to a stranger. to a convert. It's a major thing. The Gemara says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, listen, you have to be careful. If you want to have a fight with somebody, make sure you don't have a fight. Make sure you don't have a fight, not with a widow, not with an orphan, and not with a convert. The Gemara says, you're not going to have a fight with anyone. Then have a fight with anyone. But those people, it's what we call in America bad news. If you have a fight with a widow, or an orphan, or a convert, it says Hashem is going to punish you very much. Hashem loved them. Hashem loved them too much. A widow, an orphan, and a convert, a baptism, a gear, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us you have to make sure that you love a convert. And if the convert will feel something that you don't love him so much, and he will tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, hey, this guy doesn't behave honestly to me, Hashem Chatz V'Shalom will punish you big time. The Gemara said, don't start. I mean, the last person you want to start is a convert. Hashem loves them, and stay away from him. Make sure it doesn't matter. He should not have anything, any complaint about you. And here the guy is playing with fire. He says, I love you very much, and you're very nice. You're very nice, and you're a convert too. He says, this is my payment. Because I'm a convert, you tell me to come and collect charity here. That's an answer. I give them a blessing. God will bless you, God will pay you, why come you don't want to help me? Well, there's a vicious way in the country. The president of Am Israel, he says, I appreciate very much, you're very nice, and you left your parents' house, and you came here, and you came to stay, to dwell under the wings of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you holy lady. He says, God should bless you, why come you? God should pay you. Tomorrow God should pay you. You have a poor person, nothing is done. I said, God bless you. God should pay you. I said, this is a mitzvah. You have to help him. In the meantime, he gives him a blessing. He tells him, you go home. God bless you. What do you mean, God bless you? That's a mitzvah. The mitzvah is you have to help him. A poor person comes to you. He says, you have to help him. Don't give him blessings. He can give you a blessing. You cannot give him a blessing. He needs your help. He needs your money. He doesn't need your blessing. He can give you blessings. The Gemara says, when a poor person comes to your house, Hashem is standing on his right hand. He says, if you don't open the door, when there's a poor person knocking on the door, he says, well, come tomorrow. It says the Gemara, it means he told Hashem, come tomorrow. The Hashem's hand on the right hand side of the poor person when he knocks on your door. So here she's very poor, and he's giving her blessings. God should pay you. What does God should pay you? You should pay me. Now, Tomer, he said, in Tachem, in Echa, Adoni, Ki Nichamtani, you say, you spoke very nicely to me. What spoke nicely to you? What? He told you to come and stay poor for the rest of your life. Filibata, Shifratecha, you gave me compliments. What compliments is this? Vanochi, Echa, Shifratecha. Ema Laboa, Zeta Ochel, it says, the eating over there, Shialom, it says, come over here, Vachat Mit Alechem, it says, maybe, Vachat Min Alechem, it says, maybe you want a piece of bread? About the test machomet, maybe you should dip this machomet. What it means, simple explanation means go dip your bread in the vinegar. It means it was very hot and they didn't have air conditioners those days. So the only way to keep the fluid in the system, they ate bread with vinegar. So it gives them vinegar, it gives them bread with vinegar. Atesha Mitzad HaKotrim, she was sitting on the side. Next to those people that harvest, they cut their barley, by Botla Kolim, he handles her a little bit of like a grain. But to harvest his Baba Dota, she ate a little bit. It was a miracle, the Metra says. She ate a little bit, and now she's not hungry, and then she has some left over. Batoka, Matakom Nelaket, then the lunch was over, back to work. Back to work, she gets up, and she's going to collect. So the generous person, the generous person Boaz, where it's tough Boaz, and the Rav Lemoga Min Amorim Terekir Tachmua, please let her collect whatever she wants to collect. You know, I have mercy on her. They have mercy on her, they don't want to take her home. But he says, let her collect, you know, don't pay attention, don't scream at her. She wants to collect in between those bundles, let her collect between the bundles. She's your cousin. Tell her, stop collecting, take her home. Gam Sholta Sholam Min Asvatim, he says, not only that, just make sure that you forget something. It's one of the halachot that's called shichacha. It says if you forget something, you're not allowed to come back. That's also HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it to the poor people. So Boaz tell the people, you know, when you go and you go to harvest and cut the barley, just walk straight, like make sure she's behind you. When she's behind you, like you forget something. And the halacha is, if you forget to cut, you may not go back and cut. Like, you should have more. It's nice to her. It's nice to her that she really is going to be a good collector of charity. And the whole thing is a fake. He says, it's a fake. He says, why don't you give it to her? That's the end of it. Tell her, call her back in the back. He says, listen, that's going to do the whole thing. And let me give you something. Give her a bag. Let her go home. She's going to drag herself in the field. And he gives instructions to the workers. Make sure you don't see her, make sure you don't pay attention to her, drop one of them here, drop it, you know, like you have a poor person, your cousin, and you drop in the bag, you know, a penny, and another penny over there, and another penny. Once you give him $10, let him go home. He says, gonna drag her now the whole day in the field, and this might take who knows how many days, how many weeks. Just make yourself, if you forget, if you drop things, from the bungalows, but the family several people, but don't even swim it, let her collect. But the Laket Basadeh, she went and she collected on the area until the night. Instead, she should send her home in this heat. In this heat wave, she was collecting and she was walking around. In the end, she was able to collect, like it's called Shalom Sain. Same kind of a measurement. I didn't know the make. But you saw what Tavoa here. But he saw she carried what she collected, but the mother also what she collected, but she brought back what he gave her at lunchtime and she did not finish. She brought it home and she gave it to her. But where did you go today? Where did you collect? See, very nice. She brought home some nice things. It says the guy that let you collect so much, that's a blessing. She told her mother-in-law, I helped this guy by collecting in his field, but Boaz. I said, that person, his name is Boaz, but God bless him. God bless this guy. It says, God bless the guy. He is the biggest helper. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent us the biggest guy. Hashem did not leave his kind. That's not from the dead ones, not from the live ones. Baruch Hashem, you see, you're a very lucky girl. You came to the right field. This person is our relative. You see, he was so nice to me. He also told me, Gan, Ki Amar, Elayim, Anayim, Hashem, is Bakin. You may stay over here, Adashim Pil Eskola Katira Shani, you may come every day. There's a tremendous field, who knows how many days and weeks will take to harvest. That's how rich he was. And he told me I should come every day, doesn't matter, I'm more than welcome. Very nice. I think you should continue walking over there. Go over there, go collect. He says, Nomi, that's your first cousin. He says, why don't you pick up the telephone, call the guy. He says, hello, Mr. Boaz, how are you? Como esta? I just came back from Moab. Why don't you help me out? Why don't you, this is my ex-daughter-in-law. You know, I'm a widow, she is a widow, we have no food to eat. Why don't you call your cousin? Go over to him, ask him to give you something to eat. I mean, it's not less embarrassment to ask him than to send your ex-daughter every day to the field and walk behind those people to collect. He says, once you tell her, says, tomorrow morning you don't go to collect, get dressed. See, go up to him and says, hello, how are you? I didn't know, it was nice meeting you. You my mother-in-law cousin, very nice, how you doing? Maybe you can help my mother-in-law. He says, what kind of business is it? It's a new job she's going to collect. He said, it's Franz Josef. It's Franz Josef, he said. Then he became the Caesar in Vienna. In Vienna, I think it was.
Kaiser,
yeah. So he said, in order to rule the country, he wants to learn all the jobs. He wants to see how the country runs. So 3 days he went to the carpenters, 3 days he went to the plumbers, 3 days he went to the electricians, whatever it was. 3 days he went to the diamond dealers, the antique collectors. He said, I have to learn all the trades in order for me to rule the country, right? I said, I have to go. So then the last time, the last day of his experience, he said, I'm going to be with the poor people. So he got dressed up like a schnorrer, like a poor person. He had a certificate, a fake certificate. He got it from, you know, from Albert. A fake certificate. It says he is entitled to collect money. And he says he's going to join all these peasants, all these poor people in Vienna, and he's going to go collect. With all the other trades, he was 3 days. With those, with the poor people, only 1 day. After 1 day, he went back to the palace with them. It says, I don't believe what he said. He said, after 1 day, he came back to the palace. He said, ask him, how come you didn't have the experience for 3 days? He says, I love this job. I was afraid I'm going to do it for the rest of my life. I become a schnorrer for the rest of my life. So here instead, you know, to pull Ruth from that situation, so instead of it, so Naomi tells Ruth, okay, very good, continue doing it, go every day to the field, collect and bring it back. He says, good, get glued to the people over there with the girls, until not only now, it is probably has more fields, wheat, now they're cutting the barley, soon you're going to start cutting the wheat after Chag HaShavuot. Stay over there the whole summer, you'll be able to have a job, a schnorrer. It says a poor person, a collector. Be a collector. What is a collector? A cousin of the richest man in the world, in Israel. Is he eager to be a collector? Not only that, now he says, now I have a shidduch for you. This is the stingiest person in the world. He's going to marry. This guy Boaz, he doesn't want to help her. He says, she's going to marry him. You're going to marry this guy. The guy that doesn't want to give you anything, he gives you some dried bread with vinegar. Now she says, I have for you a shidduch. He says, who is this? This is the guy. 400 years old, Mr. Boaz. He says, he's going to be your shidduch. He says, this is the shidduch. You're going to kill her. He says, the first thing that the Mishnah said, you have to see a person if he has a good heart. He has a left toe. He says, you're going to match a person. The first thing what you have to know is if the people have good heart. He says, that man is a stingy person. Doesn't help his cousin, doesn't help his cousin's ex-daughter-in-law. And Naomi is going to tell him, go marry him. Chapter 3, with your permission, let me look, I want to find for you a place, it means a house. It's going to be very good for you. Who is the Mishudach? Boaz. Boaz Modata. How do you see that? That's the one our relative. Asher Aitin Arotav, you see the one that you always went and you together with the girls over there collecting. Now he's going to take care of the field at night time to make sure it's throwing the shell to put all the grain together at the night time. Says, go wash yourself, purify yourself, put your nice dress on. Go down, nobody should know who you are. He thought he's going to eat and to drink. He's going to lie down, he had died at the Shkapsham. Go over there, the place he's lying down, and you go lie down next to him. You lie down next to him. He's going to tell you already what to do. He says, that's a date. A date on the field. He says, here a date, you go to the hotel. If you want to marry Boaz, you don't have to go over there. Boaz is a widower. Yeah? He doesn't have a wife, his wife died. So it's very nice, if you want the girl to marry Boaz, it's very nice, I appreciate very much, you give him a phone call, you call him up, he says, I have a shidduch for you. Who is the shidduch for you? It's my ex-daughter-in-law, her name is Ruth. He says, why don't you meet her, come pick him up, we did not say this. But you don't, you have a date on the field. He says, he has to sleep on the field, the Gemara says, because he's afraid, people are going to steal. So that's why, you know, it sounds even more stingier than that. The man doesn't have enough people to watch the field. He himself, the Gemara said, he's going to sleep over the field, over there on the pile. He's going to sleep on the pile. The president of Am Yisrael is going to sleep on the pile. He says, because he might have some thieves trying to steal some barley. please, in case, you know, to hire the police. You know, the mayor of Englewood, can you imagine? He's sleeping on the highway because there's a thief on the highway. So why don't you call the police? So he's going to sleep over there, and the date, and Amit has food, you know, go over there, he's going to sleep. Go over there to have a date with him. But now in the field, it's not nice, it's not nice, it doesn't even make sense, You know the man already, you met him in the field, so you go, you say, listen, I'd like to meet you, I'd like to see you. You don't go there in the middle of the night over there, lie down over there on the field. ותאמר אליה כל אשר תאמרי אליי אעשה. והוא תאמר, whatever you tell me I'm going to do. בתאי הדגור ותסדים בתאי כל אשר תיבת החמותה. She goes over there and she's going to do whatever she was told to do. ויוחד בועז בוא על עד ויש תהיה ואיתה בליבו. The Gemara said he learned something by יבוא לשם בתאי הרמה. He's going to lie down. ותבוא בלת גם עושה במחל לשכב, she's lying next to him, ואם החצייה ללה ויחדש וילבט, in the middle of the night he wakes up, it feels that somebody is next to him, מי אישה שחוד מגנותיו, and lady next to him. ואתה אומר, מיד, who are you? He doesn't recognize her, ואתה אומר, נחירו את המתך. He says, I'm the girl. פרקת אספיך למתך, כי גואל אתה, he says, you are a relative, I like you to marry me. ואתה אומר, בוחד לשם ביתי. He says, you, God bless you. He knows how to give blessings. Etat Chaser said, I once heard the difference between our generation, I mean, Father and our generation, Baruch Hashem, it's better. But they say, the difference between what they used to do years ago and in our generation, I said, years ago, people used to give charity with their hand and kiss the Torah with the mouth. Today, they kiss the Torah with the hand and they give charity with the mouth. So this guy is very good, he's giving blessings. And he's giving Muhat Lashem, God bless you, I need your blessings, I need your help. Blessings I can give you. In the meantime, he's giving you more blessings.
Because this lip service.
Right. Asana Muhat Lashem, BT, my daughter, you, God bless you. It says, now what you're doing is even better. Usually when we can get a better shidduch than me, you can get somebody very handsome, very rich, it means more generous than me. I'm very stingy, you see I'm a stingy man. And I'm old, fairly old, and you chose that you want to have a date with me? Don't worry. I'm going to do anything you wish. Everybody knows all around the country, they recognize that you're a beautiful girl. It says, everybody knows. And that's how you sleep now. Everybody knows that Eshet Chayil, it's called Eshet Chayil. It means one of a kind, the best. You're the best, and you let this girl to drag around in the field, and to go and collect and carry home barley, and to send to her mother-in-law, and you said she's Eshet Chayil. V'atat Yom Nam Ki Goel Anokhi, it says, really, I'm a relative, I think I'm a school for me, there's somebody else closer maybe than me. Then Yalayla says, go, you go to sleep right now. I'm there, I'm looking at Megalech. So, if this person wants to marry you, fine. Egal, if no yachpos Megalech, who got Tich Hanochi. He says, if there's a person, a relative in the family, that he's closer than me. And he's the uncle. So if he wants to marry you, fine. If not, then I'll marry you. But I want him to first to have the first chance. Of course, I'd like to marry you. But as of generosity, I think that he should be the first candidate to marry you. Chai Hashem Shechmir Adaboker. Just go lie down. Lie down, go to sleep. In the morning, we're going to settle it. She went to sleep until the morning. She got up early in the morning. And says, go home, but people should not talk. Gossip, you know that he slept over here. Says, give me your handkerchief. Hold it, I want to give you something. He gave us 6 grains of barley. The Gemara said, he knew that Ruach HaKodesh, she's going to help David HaMelech. It says that the son, you know, I know you're going to be the mother of the kingdom of Am Yisrael. At the moment of she comes back to the town, she came back to her mother-in-law, Matanam Yad, speaking, we just recognize them, she says, who are you? But I did that for you, Asala Ishi says, well, this is what happened. But Tomer Shesh Asurim Natani, he gave me those six grains. He says, don't come back. So he gave me something to just to show that really I met him and really he is really very serious about this date. But Tomer Shesh Asurim, she told her everything that he is waiting for that person to say, if he wants to marry Ruth, if he wants, he should marry her, otherwise he's going to marry her. Let's see what's going to happen. I know that person will not leave it just standing. He will make sure that job is going to be done. He says he will make sure he'll finish the job. And then the man is going to go through that. Eventually, she is going...
Thank you.
She's going to marry Mr. Boaz. So Boaz is going to marry Ruth. Again, he's a relative. And he doesn't have to maybe, but you know, he's going to prefer to marry that girl. But that girl really might have a better shidduch, and that guy will say, no, I don't want to do it. And Boaz eventually is going to marry her, and the Megillah will end that she got pregnant, she had a baby boy. And Obed had a boy's name is Ishai, and Ishai gave birth to David. That's the last sentence in Megillat Ruth. Again, this is our custom to read this in Chag HaShavuot because David HaMelech came from Ruth, and Ruth is the grandmother of David HaMelech. And again, they say that's the custom that should read it because David HaMelech is Mashiach. Mashiach is supposed to come in Shavuot, maybe.
At that time, was Boaz allowed to have more than one wife?
Yeah, everybody is allowed. Only person is not allowed to have more than one wife is the Kohen Gadol.
No, but I mean that was before the Gezerah.
Well, the Gezerah was 1,000 years ago, that's all.
Yeah.
Only applies to the people in Europe.
Much for...
Only applies to the people in Europe. Does not apply to any other part in the world.
It didn't mean that much to him.
He didn't have a wife.
An act of charity. And he could have another wife if he liked somebody.
Anyway, he doesn't have a wife.
Yeah.
He has no wife. His wife died.
His wife had died, yeah.
Right. His wife had died. Right. By the way, one of the reasons that they have more girls today than men that they're not married is because of the time, before people used to have more than one wife. But today, since we have only one, so therefore there's a lot of ladies being left without a husband. Mm-hmm. I don't know the statistics, but you have more girls that they don't have a shidduch than boys. So the Ari says like this. The Ari says that the person might have a soul, that the soul might contain sometimes 100 pieces, sometimes 1,000 pieces, sometimes 100,000 pieces. That soul is a combination of a lot of souls in the history, and it's one body that you talk to one body, but the soul of the person was made from a lot of parts. And since in the previous life of those people they did something that was not maybe 100% or was not done right or was done something not in a way should have been done, and that person that comes back to the universe and he has a lot of pieces in his soul and he's going to go through situations in order to prove or to correct or to make sure that whatever information we have is the information either it's not exactly what it should have been or that thing what did happen is being corrected right now. and we will start from the back. Of course, we all do know that Ruth is Moabia, and she comes from the nation Moab. Come from the nation of Moab, and the grandfather, the father, some quote in the Midrash, was Eglon Melech Moab, the king of Moab. And he was killed by a person, by a shofet, his name was Ehud Ben Gera. Ehud Ben Gera came to the office and told him, I have a message from God. And of course he didn't believe in God, he's from Moab, the boy. But when Ehud came inside the room and told him, I have a message from God to you, he got very frightened and very respectful to Hashem. He got up and Ehud says, let me tell you something, God told me to kill you. And Ehud took a sword and killed him. That was the end of the king of Moab. And the Gemara says, since
he was Jewish?
No, the boy.
Eglon. No, not the king.
Ehud Ben Gera was a shofet, was the president of Am Yisrael. At that time, Moab ruled Am Yisrael, gave Am Yisrael a hard time, and he decided as just individual to go by himself to meet him and to tell him he has a message from God to him. And he walked inside the room, said everybody left the room, and he said, let me tell you, God told me to just tell you something. He got up from the chair, was standing, and he said, God told me to kill you, and he stuck the sword in his stomach, in his heart, and the king fell down, and they were left. And at that moment, Am Yisrael was able to revenge, and took revenge from the Moabim, and they rebelled against the Moabim, and they got free. But the Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Gemara said, since that person was standing up to hear the message of this, the fake message of course, but the Ehud said, I have a message from God to you, and he was standing up because he had respect for Hashem, Hashem said, your daughter, your granddaughter is going to be Ruth. Ruth is the granddaughter of that person, and the marriage, why he has such a granddaughter, is because he had so much respect for HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he was standing up when this guy Ehud said that message from Hashem to you, and even though he did not believe in Hashem, he believed in Avodah Zarah, in statues, still, Kmosh is the name of the statues of Moab, and says, nevertheless, he had respect for Hashem, he stood up, since he stood up, Hashem as a payment, as a reward, Hashem gave him a granddaughter or daughter, Ruth, that she is so-called the mother of kingdom of Am Yisrael, the grandmother of David. What's really behind it? It's very nice that he was telling us. Very nice. Now he says, if you remember, he says, Moab, in the time of Balak and Bilam, Moab went and they hired Bilam to curse Am Yisrael. V'asher sachar alecha et Bilam ben Beor min Aram na'araim lekalelecha. It says, Moab hired a professional cursor to curse Am Yisrael. Means to curse Am Yisrael, not only to curse Am Yisrael. And if you remember, those girls from Moab went, and this was what was this is Shittim, and says that Bilam, after he tried to curse, he couldn't curse, he was hired to curse Am Yisrael because of that nation Moab. Then he gave the king, he gave Balak an advice that all the girls should try and get married, do teens with Am Yisrael. So that Torah says that we're not allowed to mix with that nation. You're not allowed to mix with the Moabim and Ammonim as well, but Moabim, Adolam, never ever you're allowed to mix with them. I mean, they're allowed to convert, but they may not marry to a Jew. It says the blood, the Ramban says, is very cruel blood, and a Jew should not marry a cruel girl. And they are very cruel. The Torah doesn't say a girl, the Torah says a person from that nation, but it means until now, until we read this Megillah, no one was really allowed to marry any girl or any boy from that nation. That's because it says in the Torah, it says they don't believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the highest professional cursor to curse Am Yisrael. Also, the girls in Moab are not pure at all. And not only they're not pure, they're not good at all. It says, born in Samaria, with them, even though they want to convert, let them convert. If they want to convert, they should marry another convert. But they cannot intermarry with them. Nevertheless, the Gemara says, Masati David Avdi, there is a pasuk, HaKadosh Baruch Hu found David HaMelech, the Gemara says he found him in Sdom. Where is in Sdom? This is the daughter of Lot. The first daughter of Lot married her father in a cave, and he drank some wine, if you remember, and she was pregnant from him, and eventually she had a little boy. She named him Moab. This is the father of that nation, Moab. The truth comes from that. Eventually, David HaMelech is going to be born from that. Not only this is from, if we say, the mother's side. From the father's side, where the story, if you remember, you die in Tamar, says Dari. If you die, walks on the street, you see a girl, he doesn't know it's a girl, it's his daughter-in-law, ex-daughter-in-law, and he marries her on the road, and from that marriage he has a twin, and one is Peret, and one is Zerah, and says Peret is the father of the kingdom of Amisrael. Which means it's a very strange situation. The father of Amisrael, his name is Peret, was born to Yehuda from a girl that he met on the street. The mother of the kingdom of Am Yisrael Rut was the granddaughter to someone that was a grandson that was again born in a cave from a marriage, a father to a daughter. That marriage made some kind of complication, when we say that those girls later went and did things with Am Yisrael, with the man of Am Yisrael. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu was very upset at Am Yisrael, and since HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this was the last topic, when we say in the desert, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted Chas V'Shalom to punish Am Yisrael very badly. Now, come on, you see. So Dari says that really the Megillat Rut, with all the respect, is only to purify the nation. And somebody is going to ask us, look, the kingdom of Israel is based on, let me say, not nice marriages, not good family. It says Judah is marrying a girl, his daughter-in-law on the street, and then he has a son, Peret, that he is the grandfather of Boaz. And Ruth, on the other hand, she was born from Lot and his daughter, and then the girls of Moab were very bad, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not appreciate them so much. So it means in America, I said, it's very good, you know. I said, it's a good shidduch, you know. He comes from this house, she comes from that house, they marry them, you know. The boat's no good, so that's the best, this is the best thing. So maybe it's the best thing, but not for David HaMelech to come out. So the Megillah says that the reason, this is the Gemara says as well, the Megillah is only here, as we say, to paint Ruth with the right picture. That Ruth contains inside her a piece of Neshama of Tamar, a piece of Neshama of the daughter of Lot, a piece of Neshama of Chava, a piece of Neshama Rachel, a piece of Neshama of Leah. It says a lot of pieces of Neshamot from all kinds of edges together Hashem put in these girls. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to show you what this girl is going to be and how far she's going to get. That her conversion really is very nice thing that she came and converted, but it's not so simple to bring her to Am Yisrael and get married to her. That is the only way is to prove that she is capable and comply to be a mother of Am Yisrael. And the Megillah will tell you that she's very nice, that she takes care of her mother-in-law, she takes care of her mother-in-law after her husband died, she doesn't leave her, she's going to go to collect for her, she's the daughter of a king. The Gemara said that she was one of the most beautiful ladies in the world ever. Good. There is no description about Ruth, I mean, anybody else being compared to Ruth was nothing in that generation. In other generations, there were some pretty ladies. She was the prettiest girl. She comes from a very good family. Her father or her grandfather was the king of Moab at the time. And then she knows everything, and she really doesn't have to get married to this guy Boaz, even though the prince of Am Yisrael is very bad to her. Because he doesn't help her at all. He only invites her to the field, she collects charity. He's not generous to her. He's only smiling to her, but keeps his hand very tight, very stingy. You don't see any generosity from him. Not only that, he ignores his first cousin, Naomi, that was the ex-wife of the president of Am Yisrael, Elimelech. That you don't see anything from him. He's very rich, very stingy. He himself goes on the field to watch the field. He doesn't hire workers. What she has to marry him? That's the last person in the world that you want to marry. Not only that, with all the respect, I mean, you can be satisfied with your ex-mother-in-law, it's very nice, but there's a limit. There's a limit. I'm a daughter of a king. I didn't have to act as a poor person. I mean, my mother-in-law find me a job to be a collector. I said, I collect. Every day I go to the field, I collect. I go over there. It's hot. They give me water to drink. They don't treat me right. They said, you can pick up from the floor. He said, what I do? It has to be for my mother-in-law. He is a rich cousin. Anyway, I have nothing to do over here. Why I came over here? For what I came over here? So the Gemara says, Rabotai, that the reason why we're not allowed to intermarry Moab, the Torah says also another reason, Avara Shalokit Mushim Balechem Uvamayim. But they have the same tribe. They're very cruel people in this nation. When we came out of Mitzrayim, even though we had what to eat, still they should have come out and our first cousins, and they should offer us some food, even though we don't need it because we have the wealth. We have the man, the Torah said they should have come out and offer you. Still because they didn't come out and offer, it means they're very cruel to you. And Zari says this is really what the Megillah is telling us, that the Torah tells us that you're not allowed to be nice to them. The Torah says you may not be nice to that nation. Somebody is very cruel to you, a special nation, Moab, don't be nice to them. Don't be nice to them. They were not nice to you, of course, in our take revenge, but that special nation, you may not be nice. This is the nation of Moab, that Ruth comes from that nation. Now instead of this, Mr. Boaz really, he is not nice to her because of that, because he's not allowed to be nice to her. He's not allowed to be nice to somebody. The Torah says you should not be nice to them. The Torah says don't say hello to them. If they want to convert, let them convert. Don't be extra nice to them because they are cruel people. So that girl that comes now from that nation, is only to show you that she is different. The girl is different. First of all, she's very modest. She sits down, she doesn't bend down. She sits down. Secondly, that she's very polite. She's walking in the back. She doesn't ask any questions. The Medrash says that she didn't speak to anyone. She doesn't have any demands. She's very quiet. Just the opposite of that nation. This is in order to clear the roots that we have about that nation that she comes from. So Megillah wants to clear her completely that she is ready to be the mother of the kingdom of Am Yisrael. And the story that we have is just to tell you that really this is the beginning, and the story is going to happen to her something very similar. Now if you remember, in the Torah it says that at night time that the first daughter of Lot said to the second daughter, let's give our father wine, and I will go to sleep next to my father, and from that sleep, Mr. Moab was born. If you remember, Tamar met you down the street. Also from that marriage, Peres was born. And says, Ruth is going to lie down next to Boaz on the street, on the field, and nothing is going to happen. I said, this is just to show how pure she is and how pure Lot's daughter was and how pure Tamar was. That her and Shamot are inside this girl, and she is going to be the mother to purify and to clear all the roots that we have in mind. It's not exactly modesty, it's not exactly right what was done. It says Hashem is going to prove you via Ruth that Tamar was doing the right thing, that Lot's daughter was doing the right thing. They all meant Leshem Shamaim, they had nothing to do with sins. And here she is, she's going to lie down next to Boaz the whole night. And Boaz said, I like you very much, I admire you, but I don't marry you, I have to ask somebody else. Even though I want to marry you and you want to marry me, we have a date. It says, very good, it sounds like the date that Lot had with his daughter, like Tamar had with Judah. It says, no, she is going to prove to us that the roots of the kingdom of Am Yisrael are pure. That when you read the Torah, you have some kind of doubt. It says the behavior of Yehuda, the behavior of Lot, is not 100%. It says the purpose of Megillat Ruth is to clear the roots of the king, David HaMelech, that the grandmothers all the way up was 100%. And this is going to clear Rachel and Leah, says that you're going to clear Chava, first Chava, second Chava. It's only to show that if you mean Leshem Shamayim, if you modest, if you mean Leshem Shamayim, everything is clear. It says, even though that you should not intermarry to that nation, it is true. Don't intermarry to the nation, to that nation. But Ruth is different. Ruth is different to the whole nation, and she's going to prove it to you. And the Megillah is going to tell you that he's going to give a compliment, but I can't marry you, I can't marry you. It's going to come to a point that I want to marry you, I think I'll marry you. I'm going to marry you after I clear everything, then I'll marry you. So that means that this is really what we're reading on Chag HaShavuot. It is the Torah that was given to us, is the holy, and everything that's written in the Torah is just to prove that whatever Hashem does, He does it with a special wisdom, and they say that it's the Shem Shamayim. If it's everything you mean right for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu fixes it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to show you the head that that's what happened. That Tamar meant Leshem Shamayim, that Lot's daughter meant Leshem Shamayim. It says this is what the kingdom of Israel based is for, Leshem Shamayim. It means I do it for Hashem's sake, not for myself. The Gemara Tamar knew Baruch HaKodesh that she's supposed to have children that's going to bring out the kingdom of Israel. Said, I have to do something Leshem Shamayim. Even though for us, in our eyes, it doesn't look right. So you don't do such things. But if you mean 100% Hashem Shamayim, he says, this is Ruth. He says, here the Gemara says, all of a sudden, here the Prince of Israel is going to marry Ruth. Leshem Shamayim, something that was not done before, because everybody was afraid to intermarry to that nation. It's a bad nation. It's a cruel nation. He says, the girl is going to clear the halacha that you're allowed to marry the ladies from that nation, and she's going to be the mother, the role mother of that nation. And he's going to marry her, and David HaMelech is going to come from this kind of marriage, because that marriage is 100% Leshem Shamayim. It's not because I like you, because I think it's a good marriage. I marry you for the sake of marriage from Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's called Yibum. It says this is the secret of Yibum. This is really what Tamar had in mind. This is what Ruth has in mind, what Boaz had in mind. That I don't marry you because you're supposed to be my wife. I marry you because Hashem told me to marry. And Hashem told me to marry you even though you're not my real sister. No, but I marry you called Leshem Shamayim for God's sake. I don't marry you for the sake of marriage, that I should not be myself, or I like to get married. I marry Leshem Shamayim. The marry Leshem Shamayim, that clears, says Dami, all the questions that we have about our grandmothers, everyone says. It's the Masati David Abdi, the Zom. It's like Rabbi Hu said, I found David HaMelech in Zom. It says the first marriage between Lot and his daughter was Leshem Shamayim. Well, she meant Leshem Shamayim. He meant Leshem Shamayim, but he was not, because he was drunk. But again, the concept was Leshem Shamayim. The concept was that I marry because I have to get married, because Hashem wants me to get married. Excuse me, this is really the kingdom of Israel based on this kind of marriage. It's called Leshem Shamayim. Yes, of course, it fits it, if you remember. I said the marriage of Adam HaRishon to Chava Imenu, from that marriage, Kanyan Hevel were born that was not Lishem Shamayim. I didn't say that Adam Hashem should not have married Chabad till Friday night. He married her Friday afternoon. He married her Friday afternoon, he could not wait. He said, such a pretty wife I have to marry her right away. So the first marriage was not Lishem Shamayim. And here, this Ruth says that he has a spark of Neshama of Chava, and Boaz has a spark of Neshama of Adam HaRishon. And this was at the night time, that she comes and lie down next to him on the pile. In the field, he says to her, okay, go sleep over here by yourself, I sleep by myself, if you want to marry, we'll marry tomorrow. He says, this is, Darin says, is to show that this is called the Tikkun of Adam HaRishon, that you marry the Shem Shammai. This is, Darin says, that Mashiach comes from marrying the Shem Shammai. This is the roots of what we call kingdom. This is it's called kingdom. Kingdom means that you do everything for Hashem, the kingdom of HaKadosh Baruch. It's before Chag HaShavuot. Chag HaShavuot means kingdom, it's called Malchut. Malchut of HaKadosh Baruch, the kingdom of HaKadosh Baruch. It says the test is the marriage. The marriage is Adam HaRishon did not marry Chava Hashem Shamayim, caused us Chag HaShavuot to be expelled from Gan Eden. To go back to Gan Eden and to do everything Hashem Shamayim, and this is the message that before Chag HaShavuot we should try to do everything Hashem Shamayim.